He had become a 33rd degree Freemason. And prior to that, had become a Bible believer.
Mm-hmm.
He had believed the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection of Christ, and became a Bible believer. And at his 33rd degree initiation, he had two ex-presidents of the United States. Gerald Ford was one. And he had a well-known evangelist by the name of Billy Graham. Billy Graham is a 33rd degree Freemason.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his religious degree, his doctorate, from a Roman Catholic college.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's nothing more than a youth of the Roman Catholic. Open air and all that. Different Catholics go back to the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Revivals, right?
Yeah, there you go. It's revivals for dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it really amounts to. But the point is, all these guys, Jerry Falwell, World Football, more majority got his money from them through Sun Yat-sen.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, who was a guy back to Rome, same thing. Back to the papacy. They create all these front organizations to keep people chasing their tail and keep them off their backside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from identifying who's behind all this international crap.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the crap is coming from Phoenix and from Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Are you aware of the Denver airport?
I'm aware of it, yeah. And,
are you aware of the fact that they're going to be moving to the U.S. Capitol from Washington to Denver? Are you aware of that?
I didn't know that, though.
John Roy Carlson wrote a book back in the 30s or 40s. It says right out loud that they're going to move the nation's capital to Denver.
Why would they do that?
Because they're going to destroy Washington, D.C. Every evidence or remainder of American nationalism and identification with America being an independent nation state is in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
They destroyed the automotive capital of the world, okay, in Detroit, by farming all our jobs out, shutting all the factories down, moving the jobs out of here,
mm-hmm.
and destroying the image of Detroit being the motor capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they destroyed New York as the economic capital of the world by doing the World Trade Center buildings like they did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I got a video of that scumbag that owns the World Trade Center building, Silverstein, admitting that he had building number 7 taken down.
Yeah.
With demolition charges, it takes 3 weeks to a month to set up.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel, let me give you some more. You remember the guy that put a video out, his name, trying to think, something questions?
Is he in September Clues?
No, something questions. Name of it. His sister's father-in-law is Rupert Murdoch. She married one of his sons. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Murdoch is a Roman Catholic nun of Malta.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was the head of Penthouse, Guccione,
mm-hmm.
Roman Catholic Knight of Malta. They all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they have front, they have, you're having your fireside Jews taking all the heat for them, okay, while they're sitting behind the scenes, taking this country apart, taking us down.
Mm-hmm.
The Brosnan family are also Knights of Malta. They're in Canada, they had the whiskey dynasty up there.
Mm-hmm.
They're also involved in with the Vatican as well. See, just because they're Jews doesn't mean they can't become Knights of Malta.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's another fallacy in Jews. But see, that's just another thing. You know Benai Bracewell, the guy that's ahead of it?
Yeah.
His name is Abraham Boxman.
Okay, yeah.
Benai Brace, ADN, well, he's a Roman Catholic converted Jew and Knights of Malta. He and Murdoch and the guy that was, he's dead now, head of Penthouse, all knew each other, all associated with each other.
Mm-hmm.
okay, these guys are for real, is what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They all work for the cockroaches in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Who are in the process of eating your and my cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how I kind of use a little parody. That's what they are. They're not the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Parasites.
Yeah.
Okay? And the point is, it all goes back to the same thing. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, that's what I try to say. You know, it's basically it's evil people. That's it. You know, and that's what I've been trying to. I've been trying to rally, like, you know, the American population here to just realize what's just the this end of it, the small end of it. So then at least it makes it harder for them to do what they're doing, and then they'll be able to be exposed a little bit easier. But just the acting part of it is something that relates to the American public, where they see it and they can put their hands on it. You know, they don't understand the extent of how far it travels back, and that's where it becomes, you know, it becomes dropped off in their perception. So that's why I've been trying to focus on the people that are here, that are, you know, physically roaming around here, causing all the problems. You know, like
now the actors you're talking about. Let me give you some more.
Like Jordan Maxwell and things like that. Those are the people.
Well, let me give you some about actors in Hollywood. Let's go for some obvious ones. Jennifer Lopez. What religion is she?
Oh, I don't know. I guess she's got
Roman Catholic. She's Latin American.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's George Clooney. What religion is he?
Yeah, the same thing.
He's got a big, huge villa in Rome that was provided by the Rockefellers for him.
Mm.
A big, huge mausoleum for him to live in. He's a Knight of Malta. Bruce Willis also has a big, huge estate in Rome. He's a Knight of Malta, Roman Catholic. Also that other guy that Good Will Hunting.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Jennifer Garner's husband, Ben Affleck.
Ben
Affleck. He's Roman Catholic and a Knight of Malta. They got all these guys, every single one of them, that are making all the big bucks in Hollywood, all promoting their internationalism, all promoting and trying to incite anarchy and chaos with all the stinking lousy movies they put out. All goes back to the same people.
Yeah.
All goes back to Rome. Every single one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Joseph Kennedy did to the Jews that were using his Trump men in Hollywood, the producers and the heads of the film companies?
Mm-hmm.
When Hitler came into power, you know what Joseph Kennedy told them to keep their mouth shut and not make one movie, not one, demeaning out on Hitler?
Mm-hmm.
If anything, they were to make was to praise him.
You ever seen Walt with Walt Disney?
Yeah, I've seen him, and I've seen pictures. He's also was in 33rd Degree Freemasons.
Take a very close look at him. And,
yeah.
And see what you think. Very close look at him.
He has similar facial features to that on Hitler.
Yeah.
Do you see that too?
Yeah, I do.
Now, also Bill Cooper. I noticed you tried to have him appear to be Jordan Maxwell.
Yeah, he is Jordan Maxwell.
You think he is?
Yeah, I know he is, just because of his ears. His ears match. He's had, of course, his lobes are elongated because he has basically his skin is stretched, but he had another job, and he's Maxwell. He interviewed himself before he died, and of course, if you look at the records of how he died and all that, it's just a bunch of phoenix and bullshit that goes involved with all their fake actors out there. But just the fact that, you know, I confronted Cooper back when we were doing the Kennedy assassination stuff and where he did High Treason before it was published. That's when Cooper came out with the electric gun and the driver of the limo shot Kennedy. And basically he was using a over-contrast version, a black-and-white version of the Zapruder film. And yes, it does look like a nickel-plated gun, but of course it's the head of the passenger in the limo.
No, I looked at that film. So
yeah.
I've got some real high quality films.
Yeah,
I know it wasn't the shine on his head; it went over his shoulder.
No, it's handsprayed by the steering wheel.
Also the guy in the driver.
Mm-hmm.
You know what religion he was.
Well, but the whole thing about it is you're missing the point that Nellie and John Connolly are sitting in the way. And plus, you know, that's when he changed his story and said it was an electric gun, so because of the recoil and things like that. But, you know, the whole point is you can see the driver's hands throughout the entire sequence when it comes
to...
The
driver was in on the assassination. He slowed the car down, the limousine down deliberately to make sure they had a good shot on him.
No, not exactly, because if that was a point, then he would have slowed down before he hit the turn onto Main Street, because he slowed down because of the fact that two shots were coming from the front, so he was driving straight into the fire, so that's why he slowed down to 4 miles an hour. But, if there were anything other than that, he would have slowed down, and they would have shot him at the corner, or before he even turned. So, you know, the whole thing about that, and plus that Kennedy actually picked the route that morning. There was two routes that they had planned out.
That route was changed.
Yeah, he changed it that morning. They asked him, we have video of him when he got out of Air Force One. That's when he was standing there talking to him and telling them what route he was going to take. So that was the whole point, where they had assassins on both routes set up. But, the whole point about the driver being in on it, he really wasn't. He slowed down because he was driving right into the fire. So, but, the whole point about his hands on the steering wheel and the fact that he didn't reach over his shoulder, because, when you do look at the reflection, it's off the side of the head and the head of the passenger. And what Cooper was doing, he was using a black and white, low quality version of the Zapruder film. And we had, of course, the one right off of the Zapruder film, the copy made that Grodin made when he was in the House Assassinations Committee when he testified for them. So, we have a pristine version. And, when you look at it in black and white, yeah, it does look like that. It does if you just had that version. But, of course, we have the color version.
Ask Grodin's take on the Vatican being behind all the assassinations and behind the New World Order, see what he says.
Well, the whole thing about Grodin is if I find him, like, $1,000 out of him that he owes me, so.
Oh, I don't blame you, man.
No.
I don't like the guy personally.
No, I don't either. He stole a lot of money from my family. We financed the videos and all that, and he owes us a lot of money. And he's basically, I know about him, but, I told him not to testify for the OJ civil trial, and I told him if he was going to do that, I didn't want to do the third book with him. And he decided he was, so I tore up the contract, and I didn't do the third book, and he lost his book deal because of it. So he had to pay back the $90,000 advance that he had. So, but, yeah, he's a...
He's trying
to do a scum.
All of them are, man. Everywhere you turn, you got Roman's dirty, stinking business.
Mm-hmm.
Every bit of it.
Yeah.
When you realize all the people, and like I told you, the director, when 9/11 took place, George J. Tenet.
Mm-hmm.
George J. Tenet is a Roman Catholic Knight of Malta.
Mm-hmm.
Ex-CIA director, like I told you, mm-hmm. Every one of them from the very beginning all the way up to now. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them. They're not all actors. They're for real.
Mm-hmm.
They really are what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're working to destroy this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're doing it. I'm telling you, who's behind it? And the Kennedy assassination was only one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like RFK's assassination.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe Sirhan did that.
No, it was bodyguard that did that.
There were several people shooting them.
Yeah.
Not just one guy, there were several.
Yeah.
And look at this. Here's how the key to this whole thing is. Look at how many of them came from Roman Catholic backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, that was fake, too.
What religion did O.J. Simpson come out of?
That was fake, though. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
The whole thing is, though, when you look at it, mm-hmm. Tom Harmon, the guy that is Harmon that's on NCIS. What religion is he?
I don't know.
He's Roman Catholic. His father's Roman Catholic. Went to Roman Catholic schools.
Yeah, Wolf is the one that is the executive producer of those.
Yeah, what's his background?
I don't know.
Can you check it out? See, that's how you need to find out what all this Jesuit theater is about. It's nothing more than Roman Catholic schools. Communism or fascism, all these cop shows, they completely step over people's constitutional rights all the time,
mm-hmm.
trying to get people used to the idea that they can do it and get away with it.
Oh, I know. I'm definitely a critic of what they've been doing, and it's basic conditioning. That's why I've gone after a lot of these fake reality shows, because it's just, even though it's a petty little thing, though, it conditions people into thinking that these fake realities are real, and that's one of my main concerns, the fact that it's conditioning people from very young to begin with, where they're very accepting of the fact that it's a bunch of crap and they don't even realize it is. So when I can expose the fact that there's an actress in this show and it's the same actress in that show that they're using a different name, and all of a sudden it clues into them and it shakes their foundation. They go, "Whoa, I never saw that before. I can't believe they're doing that." And you know, even though that's very petty, but it still breaks that barrier where it takes their blinders off and starts them on that path.
Makes them have questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes
them think. That's what I've been trying to do: stir them up, stir it all up.
One of the things here is Adolf Hitler and Stalin were friends, and photographs exist of them walking the grounds of the Habsburg palace, the grounds of the Habsburg palace in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
They knew each other. They were working together with the papacy to start an inquisition in Russia, in Germany, in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And the point is, like for example, Russia didn't declare war on Japan until 2 weeks before the war of Japan was over with.
Mm-hmm.
The nuclear materials that were used in Japan,
mm-hmm.
guess how it got out there? The Russians took it there. And mm-hmm. they were in and out of the ports in Japan all through the war.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know? You ever heard of a guy named Racy Jordan Jr.?
No, I haven't.
Major Jordan?
Mm-mm.
He was up in Alaska, he was inspecting the containers through the Lend-Lease program during and before World War II, where the United States government $9.5 billion in support for the Soviet Union to set up the Bolshevik Revolution and the communist government in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It put Stalin in power. Well, Jordan inspected all the boxes and crates that had the nuclear materials in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how Russia got it, then that's how they got to Japan. How do I know? Okay, Jordan wrote a book called Major Jordan's Diaries. You can look it up online, and in the physical book exists.
Mm-hmm.
That's how come I know. And the American pilots were not allowed to fly the materials into Russia, so they compartmentalized their military personnel so they couldn't know that they were being screwed and lied to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Videos, look up the third segment, and you'll see where Pedro Ruby was.
Mm-hmm.
Japan. Okay, he was the head of the Jesuits in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Him and five guys walked out of a bunker, so or out of a building, half a mile radius from the.
Mm-hmm.
But this bruises or minor stuff on him, dirt marks and stuff. What it was inside of a bunker.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that detonated the device at ground level.
Mm-hmm.
The bomb dropped out of the 29 with a magnesium flash bomb. There is no such thing. Is no such thing as aerial nuclear war. There never has been. The triggers are too sensitive, and they require grounding to the ground to detonate. That's the first thing.
Well, they usually detonate them, but they have to detonate it above ground in order for the mushroom cloud. Yeah.
How do I know? In 1939, see, they had nuclear bombs already in process, already had it worked out at the turn of the century. They're
mm-hmm.
not anything new.
Mm-hmm.
In 1939, they detonated a nuclear bomb up by Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy by the name was the head of quality control at NASA after the
mm-hmm.
And the guy's name is the same name that it's a lawyer for Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Hmm.
Look up this book very well. This guy is the father of a guy who tried to do fuel here in Michigan, trying to sell me or trying to get me to buy hot, stolen AM transmitters.
Mm-hmm.
He involved in felony.
Mm-hmm.
I did not do, and I'm not going to do it for anybody.
Yeah.
He's the guy. So I know what he was,
mm-hmm.
about, and I did some digging afterwards. Look up the name of the lawyer that worked with Madeline Duncan Brown and LBJ. The lawyer was the same guy, like I told you,
mm-hmm.
was this guy named John who came up here.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a whole lot of detailed information about his father's work, for NASA and what he witnessed to compile that in 1939,
mm-hmm.
long before the detonation took place in 45. It's all showing boom. And they had over 400 million people developing the nuclear materials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's no way Japan could have accomplished that
yeah.
in the shortest time they had it, okay?
Yeah.
It was all nothing but a staged event, just like these actors you got.
Mm-hmm.
They staged that event too. And you know the USS Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm.
That was sunk? That the admiral or the commanding officer committed suicide?
Yeah.
Or the captain of the ship?
Yeah.
Because they blamed him for it? His ship going down? Well, they went and delivered the triggering devices to Okinawa, I believe it was.
Hmm.
Are you aware of that?
No, no.
Right under our nose. You've discovered part of it, okay? That's
yeah.
why I wanted to get a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And to see what you do about and you know, what correlation we have between the two. You see, you got to do yours in a two-stage, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so the actors, but you need, for step two, to point back who the people is that are controlling these cockroaches that are lying and pretending and doing these things, betraying us.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to go back to Rome because that's who's doing it. That's who controls it.
Yeah.
Indeed. By the way, do they have a Bible?
No, no.
Okay. Well, let me make a suggestion that you get one.
Mm-hmm.
Get King James 1611.
Yeah, no, I went to Christian. I went to a Christian academy for 9 years. And, yeah.
Yeah, you get a 1611. Read chapter 17 of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Describes the Vatican in Rome to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Including the colors that are identified of who this woman is sitting on this beast was. Purple and scarlet, which is the color of the vestures of the Catholic priests.
Mm-hmm.
The golden cup is this abomination, this mass that they hold, okay,
mm-hmm.
sitting on seven hills or seven mountains. Oros, O-R-O-S, is the Greek word that's used for hills and mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Rome, the only city in the world that sits on seven hills. And that woman is the great city that rules the kings of Europe. Okay, what religion are the monarchs of Europe?
Yeah.
Roman Catholic. It all goes back to the same place. And I just learned about this part of it the last 8 years. I knew about all the bottom feeders, that's what I call them, the cockroaches like Bush and all that.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom, I knew about their involvement in this new world order, that they come right on their own bottom. I was telling people for 11 years at work about the new world order. They made fun of me, they mocked me. There was a welder, especially, like the last thing they joke on, right?
Mm-hmm.
The night the old man Bush gave that speech about the new world order now in place,
mm-hmm.
he was listening, this welder was listening to that broadcast. I said, Ron, did you hear what he said? New world order, 3 times in the speech? I'm nuts, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm crazy? Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say a word, buddy. No more laughs and giggles, no more jokes. He shut his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I went through a whole bunch back at work. They tried to fire me several times. They tried to kill me. Union leaders were involved in it. And guess what old Victor and Walter Luther were?
Mm-hmm.
Roman Catholic Jesuit control. Went to the Soviet Union to learn how to set up a Marxist, Socialist, Communist Union organization. They lived in the same house as Victor Herman for 2.5 years. A house that was provided by Stalin where they built an automobile plant funded and supplied by Henry Ford I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Who wrote the anti-Semite books and publications and stuff.
Yeah.
About Jews.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Guess what he is?
Right.
Freemason. And what is William Clay Ford? The guy that's the head of Ford now? Roman Catholic Knight of Malta. Same crap, see?
Yeah.
Goes back to the same garbage. Did you know the Henry Ford abandoned 400 American citizens over there at the mercy of Stalin, where he butchered every one of them, other than a couple of them.
Right.
Butchered them in the poker pool and in the gulags up in Siberia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Point is, I know some of these people firsthand. You know, interesting part of it is, my mother's family was involved with the Knights Hospital Church in Jerusalem, and my father's family on the opposite side opposing the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
They just found that out in the last 2 or 3 years. interesting discovery. My last name is Wilhelm, not Williams.
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pretend or approach you like I'm another one of their characters.
Not like Bill Cooper? Not like Bill Cooper or Jordan Maxwell?
Well, you know what? They look a whole lot alike. I can tell you, I can see.
Sound a lot alike, too.
That's something I didn't get. Do you have anything on audio of their voices?
I do.
If you could, are they short enough where you could email them to me?
I might be able to do that.
Well, let me give you my email address.
Sure.
And I want you to check on me, too. I want you to look me up.
I know your voice.
I'm on every Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
On Liberty Radio Live.
There's just evil people and they're not. And I don't care what they wrap themselves up in, what logos they use, what symbols they use. It's all boils down to, you know, what that person is at the end of the day and how their actions are. And they're evil.
Oh, by the way, you know the Star of David?
Mm-hmm.
You can see Roman Catholic cathedrals with the exact same Star of David, including their churches, inside their churches.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to say that as the Star of David. You know, it's not a Star of David. It's a Roman Catholic symbol. It's a pagan symbol.
Mm-hmm.
See, all this goes back to sun worship or Egyptian pagan worship.
Yeah.
Isis, Horus, and Seb is the initials of the Jesuit order. Isis, Horus, and Seb.
That's why they've been using the name Isis. Isa. Yeah. I know his name.
Also back to the same satanic worship. These guys have worked in pursuit. They know exactly what they're doing.
They love the name games.
A guy named Alberto Rivera.
What, the baseball player?
No, Alberto Rivera is the third highest Jesuit in the world. He got saved and became a Bible believer.
Mm-hmm.
And he opposed the Jesuit order. They ended up poisoning him, killing him. I talked to him this week. And his son's available. They're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And Alberto, matter of fact, is involved in publishing six different books. And chick.com, like chicken chick, chick.com. Look it up. And Alberto's books are downloadable as like in a comic book version, where he exposes his control to me. Is it written in Rome? Matter of fact, you know where the Quran was written?
No, I don't.
In Rome.
Really?
Out of Indian monks. That's right. Muhammad's wife, first wife, was a Roman Catholic Arab, a very wealthy Roman Catholic.
Really?
That's correct.
Didn't know that.
Rome created a religion for the Arabs, so they could control. If you compare all the major tenets of Roman Catholicism, for example, the Jihad or Holy War, and what is the other one for Roman Catholics? Inquisition.
Mm-hmm.
Holy War. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What the Arabs call them infidel, Catholics call them heretics.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman religions of works, of the mark. Both of them believe in a single deity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They both have all the parallel features of the same kind of deity or religion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where it comes from. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Well, listen, I know we've had a long conversation, but
Okay, that sounds good.
And he's got his book, by the way, was written specifically to explore the conspiracy of the JFK assassination.
Really? What book was that?
Vatican
Assassins. Okay, yeah. Okay. I've probably met him at a symposium, I'm sure.
Possibly, yeah. He's been around Jordan Maxwell before. He was at the conspiracy.
Oh, I've never met Jordan Maxwell. I was only spoke to Cooper. When I was working with Jordan, you know, that was back in the day, but, that's what I said. Like, my whole investigation is based on, you know, physical evidence of photographs and video, and that's what I've been fortunate enough to find. There's over 5,000 photographs of these family members, and all these people are so closely, you know, working together that they're basically all at these parties together, and there's, you know, these people that we see in the 9/11 events, there's five or six of the individuals that did a documentary that show up as the tugboat captains, and here they are as the Greenbergs and whatnot. So they've been manipulating since Germany, since World War II, just this family in particular, and it's been a pretty mind-opening and eye-opening experience with these people. And the fact that they're in my backyard is pretty disturbing.
Painful question. Painful question in the name of the video. All right. That was put out on 9/11.
Some of them. Horrible names. I got photographic memory when it comes to faces, but there's a lot of faces that are nameless in my head.
You have something in common with me. I've got the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Photographic memory with faces and stuff, the same kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Names, I'm really terrible about it.
Horrible names. It's a different part of the brain.
People deceptions, I think it is for people. It's the guy that put the video out. Mm-hmm. His sister married Rupert Murdoch, one of his sons.
Okay.
And he got a picture of them standing together with Murdoch. That's right. And by the way, this guy's sister was one of the Playboy, or not Playboy, but Penthouse nudes. Trump Face of Nudes is one of Penthouse's editions.
Oh, really?
That's married to Murdoch's son.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can't remember the guy's name that made that video I told you about. I got copies of it here. I can probably look it up and get the name. And you can look it up. It's online. Painful Deception.
Painful Deception. Yeah, I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, that's the guy that's related and involved with the Knight of Malta Roman Catholic, Rupert Murdoch.
All right.
Okay, well, it's good talking to you. Let me give you my email address.
Sure.
And my name, so you know how to contact me, and I'll give you my home phone number as well. I'm not national.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing to hide, and I ain't playing games with you or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Walter Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number 810.
Mm-hmm. 9907.
My email address is Walt at Clifford. Yeah. Two F's. Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Okay.
Walt@Clifford@gmail.com.
Gotcha.
And by the way, I live in the city. Let me give you one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
In 1924 or 25, the curator of a Roman Catholic church, local church by the name of St. Patrick's, in my city of Clifford,
mm-hmm.
was none other than Charles Coughlin. Remember him?
No, I don't.
Charles Coughlin was the Roman Catholic Jesuit priest who had national broadcast on the AM radio here in the 30s and 20s, backing Adolf Hitler, praising him, and also calling for a Jewish solution.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, 3 miles or so from my house. I didn't know that until about 6 months ago. When in the newspaper, our county press, the editor, by the way, they were with Catholic also,
mm-hmm.
Talking about the public officials who went to the 125th mind for the 125th year celebration of this mausoleum over here, and they had a high mass with three priests there. My state representative was there, as well as the state senator, Stabenow was there, a Catholic, and Rick Snyder, who's a scumbag too, our governor here in Michigan, was also sent a letter there, congratulating them on their celebration. And this state, you look at my videos on Whisker 49. I recorded an hour video confronting him with his knowledge of the New World Order, and he refused to stand up against it, admitted existence, and his legislative assistant admitted being a third-degree Freemason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I suspected that this state representative, Kevin Daley's his name. I don't know who he's related to. You've heard of that name Daley around the place.
Yeah.
He refused to do it, refused to put legislation into secession for Michigan to secede from Washington, D.C. and form our own country and form a new alliance with other countries that are involved in secession right now around the country. He refused to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's fast forward. His son was accidentally killed by a tree limb falling on him in his yard at the farm they own, big farm they near in Lapeer County, outside of the city of Lapeer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, his front page says that Kevin Daley is a member of Immaculate Conception Roman Catholic Church in Lapeer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, connections are there, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know this guy from Canada. Yes, he is the state. The House Representative, it's for real. I confronted him in Lansing about this Catholic World Order. We refused that. And then he had a meeting at the Agricultural Office in Lapeer. I confronted him with video this time and with witnesses. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just couldn't lie his way out of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll see it posted in my videos. There's several segments to it. And you will hear what he has to say. They turn your volume up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his position is. And he's been real busy taking Michigan apart. They just started taxing retirement checks that are already taxed already with 4.35% state sales tax or state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
See, Rick Wagner, this guy that congratulated him and all that. Well, the newspaper article also mentioned Charles Caldwell's name in his notorious broadcast without saying. And what he advocated, what he was about raising out on Hitler, didn't say a word about it.
Mm-hmm.
He called the other part of the newspaper, how come you didn't put to that of what Charles Caldwell was? What he stood for, what he promoted, and what he was in the Pope gave him up. This Charles Caldwell, he reported by him giving him control over the shrine of the world of power in Royal Oak, Michigan, the edifice.
Uh-huh.
He had the dome type, Vatican dome type structure of the building.
Mm-hmm. As much as I can, you know, I'll go down fighting it as best that I have.
Do you have a personal phone number? I will not bug you. I will not call you or aggravate you. But if I need to get a hold of you, is there a way I can call you by phone?
Yeah, I put my home phone number and I put my home address online for people to see that. Because I don't hide from them. But yeah, it's 214-989-8441. It's 214-989-8441.
989-8441.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what you know now,
mm-hmm.
and knowing the judgments, they're murderers. You need to know this.
Mm-hmm.
They are assassins and they are murderers.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, judgments are not only priests, they're businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
You get the Jesus, both of the Jesuits agreed it. And send their exposure. You get his book for like $40 online. You can purchase his book, the VaticanAssassins.org.
Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar.
I sat next to that cockroach in Washington, D.C. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Instead of being in the CIA when younger, worked with William Colby in Vietnam, also admitted meeting with Pope Benedict XVI over the sexual abuse charges that were going on in the United States. He's a former Nebraska state senator and a lawyer and a Roman Catholic, to find himself pastor at that event.
Mm-hmm.
When he was there for the first hearings on the militia that they canceled, I was there sitting at the round table, ignorant, but I was still there, and I met the guy. Didn't know about his book called The Franklin Cover-Up until after I lived in place, and later on read it and realized what he did. He covered up the Roman Catholic Jesuit priest that controlled Morristown in Nebraska, covered up his involvement in child abuse, providing those kids for politicians.
Yeah.
From Boystown, out of Nebraska, yeah.
Yeah.
And John DeKalb covered up the guy's name.
Yeah, that name sounds familiar.
And John DeKalb has been on Alex Jones.
Yeah, well, I got a bombshell I'm going to be dropping on Alex very shortly in his producer booth. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't direct the Senate to John Wilson. Directly, indirectly, to my family, so I know what they are.
Yeah.
I'm the host of the Senate there to do the dirty deed in our presence. That's right.
Yeah.
You get those two books I told you, Thomas Harris wrote, General Harris. I've got the books on PDF. If you want me to try to send them to you, I will.
Sure, that sounds good. Yeah, that's what I'm using right now.
I can drag and drop, these files and send them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you want.
Yeah.
We can do it that way. Take a while, but at least you'll get them firsthand. See, you need these keys, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You need these keys to complete the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
Who these actors and actresses are working for, who they're connected to, who the Greenbergs work for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have some of the photographs where Michael went overseas, and he's meeting with some individuals that I don't know who they are. He sent them to you and see if you can identify them. But they're definitely high up in the ranks. And I just haven't been able to identify some of them. But I've identified the Canadian ones that they've met with, and the Russian ones, so, and some of the Chinese ones. But I can't identify a few of them. Definitely imagine it. I'd definitely like to see him. That's something that I would like to look at.
If you could possibly meet with him and share your pictures and all this put together, is that much more testimony, damning testimony, convincing testimony against these criminals?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I view them. Whether they're actors or actresses or criminals.
Yeah, it's the very real people.
Yes, they are. Big time.
Yep.
Now, I look at them as just something with punks and bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why I don't fear them at all.
Save my Skype, David, would you?
Okay, we'll do.
Keep in touch.
Sounds good.
Hopefully, I'm kind of tired by now, too. I know you got to be, your ears got to be hurting by now.
Yeah.
But let's plan if you want. It's up to you. We'll plan to get together again. And by the way, ahead of time, I don't want to be your leader. I don't want your money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to follow me. I'm not looking for anything from you other than the shares of truth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And oppose these guys. That's all I care about. I don't belong to any organization. I don't want to belong to any organization. I'm not a subversive or interested in that. I'm a grandfather, an ex-factory worker, you know, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I say it all ahead of time, so I say it out loud and you hear it from me.
Gotcha.
I'm not after anything from you. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right.
So
I'll be more than happy to share information. If you need my help, I'll be more than happy to do that too.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
You have a good day, sir, and have a good holiday.
You too. It's been good talking to you.
Good talking to you.
All right. Okay, bye. That, I believe, was William Cooper.